Hello, and welcome to Soothing Pod's Sleep Stories. I am Arif, and if you are here today to listen to a dreamy story that will soothe you and comfort you, you are in the right place. Tonight, we will take a romantic journey to Yosemite Valley, where we will spend our time dancing under the stars, laying by a crackling fire, washing our cares away under the mist of a steady waterfall, and breathing in the heavenly sweet aroma of lofty pines and hardy cedar trees. Before we begin, however, let us take a moment to find comfort and relaxation in the space we are currently in. Take a second to look at the room around you. Maybe it is dark. Maybe it is softly aglow in the light of a nightlight or a candle. No matter what the space around you looks like, take it in and repeat to yourself that you are safe here. You are safe here. You are safe here. The space you are currently in is a space that was made for you to relax in. Here, you can let go of the weight of the day and fully, truly relax. With that warm knowledge playing like a gentle song in your head, allow yourself to close your eyes and sink into the mattress underneath you. Take a moment to find any tension you may be carrying in your body. It could be in your neck, your back, your wrists. Wherever it is, imagine that tension as a glowing blue light. As you sink deeper and deeper into bed, picture the mattress absorbing that blue light like a sponge. Feel that tension melt away as the mattress absorbs it, leaving you feeling refreshed and relaxed. Now that we've taken time to find comfort in the room around us, let us begin our journey to Yosemite Valley. It is mid-spring when you find yourself winding through the windy mountain roads of the Sierra Nevada. All around, you can see life returning to the land. The trees that were coated in layers of stark, white snow only months ago are now bright with spearmint green leaves. The forest floor is awash with plants, mushrooms, and shrubs that have pushed through the damp spring earth to meet the sunshine that filters through the pines. You stare in awe out the car window as the mountains rise and fall around you. Everywhere you look is a feast for your eyes. A glistening hemlock tree, an impossibly tall granite peak that seems to touch the sky, a babbling river, flourishing with the alpine snowmelt. Beside you, your partner reaches over, sliding their comforting hand over yours. You exchange a look, staring deeply into their eyes. Like you, they are speechless at the wonder of nature budding all around you. No words are spoken, but you understand in that moment that there is great joy and relaxation ahead of you. A joy and relaxation that will bond you two together immensely. The drive from the southern gate of Yosemite National Park to Yosemite Valley is a long, winding journey. You dip and dive around the edges of mountains as you rise, further and further towards the clouds. Then, you find yourself nearing tunnel view. You roll into a dark tunnel. The rumble of the tires against the ridged road is a soothing rhythm that mellows the anticipation you have for the end of the tunnel and the beautiful view that lies on the other side. As the light of the spring sun washes over you, you are met with a vista unlike any other. Towering above Yosemite Valley, you see the entirety of this oasis in all of its glory. Granite peaks look as though they've been painted on the bright blue sky. Waterfalls cascade over the edge of the cliffs, sparkling in the light as they make their beautiful descent. It seems like everywhere your eyes travel, there is a new waterfall. On the right side of the valley, Bridal Veil falls tumble down, down, down to meet the valley floor below. The valley floor is a stunning blanket of rolling green meadows and lofty conifers, crisscrossed by the meandering Merced River that bends and curves from one side of the valley to the other. You squeeze your partner's hand as you take in the utter beauty of the entire valley. They had suggested this weekend as a chance to reconnect, a chance to truly enjoy each other's company. And now, you can clearly see how wonderful that time together will be. You descend down into the valley. Those mountains that once looked like a distant painting are now towering over you. You feel small for an instant, but it feels refreshing to be surrounded by the imposing beauty of the natural world. Here, there are no exceptions. Here, you are welcome to again reconnect with your true home, with your one true love. You settle into your campsite in the center of the valley. The minute you take that first breath of air, you feel as though your soul is being soothed. The air smells of fresh cedar leaves with a refreshing bite that can only come from the alpine snow that is tucked away on the tops of these granite giants all around you. As you look up at the sky in awe, you feel a set of warm eyes on you. Your partner smirks at you, their face flush with admiration. Together, you begin to set up your tent. You laugh together, your voices tinged with joy, as you bend poles and unravel the brand new tent. There's something satisfying about hearing that crunch of the earth under your feet as your work in unison to create a home for yourself for the night. Finally, the tent is complete. As you gaze at what you've created together, you wrap your arms around your partner. You crawl into the cozy abode, hauling soft blankets and pillows with you. The space inside is small and warm, with the softly diffused light of the rising sun, and you can't help but sprawl out for a moment. Your partner follows, wrapping their arms around you as you lay there in silence for a long moment. It feels as though you are in a nest, safe and warm, exactly where you are meant to be. Your partner's touch instantly relaxes your whole body. You feel all the tension from the car ride melting out of you as they hug you tighter and hold you a little closer. Their lips brush against your neck, flooding your body with a feeling of complete and total admiration. Together, in that cozy tent, in the center of a sprawling valley, you listen to the sounds all around you. The silvery chirp of the fox sparrow and the mountain chickadees, the rhythmic rumble of the Merced River, meandering over rocks and around slow bends. Your eyelids slowly become heavy, but you welcome the gentle embrace of that feeling as it washes over you. Your partner's arms pull you even closer, and you realize that all is right in the world. Your love yawns, whispering to you that you have waterfalls to visit. You smile and stretch, savoring the sweet feeling of total peace that is traveling through your body. You emerge from your cozy nest and step out into the fresh air yet again. Your partner wheels your bike over to you, and you begin the ride over to Lower Yosemite Falls, one of the most impressive waterfalls in the park. You glide along asphalt paths along the edge of the valley. Tall oak trees shade the path as you wind over rivers and along large meadows. You embrace the feeling of that soft, fresh breeze as it dances over your body and fills your lungs. You turn a corner and find yourself in a meadow at the base of Lower Yosemite Falls. The meadow seems to shiver as the breeze ripples across the swaths of tall grass, like wind across a green sea. The green sea shines against the dark gray cliffs that jut up into the sky from the edge of the meadow, reaching nearly 3,000 feet tall. Then, ahead of you on the clear path, you see it. Yosemite Falls, tumbling over the mossy rock face. The waterfall itself is made of two separate plumes, Upper and Lower Yosemite Falls. As you sail further into the meadow, you can hear it, a powerful, consistent rumble that echoes through the valley. Your partner glances back at you from their bike with a smile on their face. Silhouetted by the scene behind them, they look as though they are in a marvelous movie. A sweet wave of gratitude pulses through you, reminding you how truly nice this moment is, how truly nice being here is. As you near the falls, the breeze coursing through your hair and over your skin begins to cool. There is a change in the atmosphere. The sunny disposition of Yosemite Valley has shifted, urging you to slow down, telling your body to take a breath and just be. You dismount your bike at the edge of the falls, and your hand instantly finds your partner's. The walk to Yosemite Falls isn't far. Now that you're close to the falls, however, you can't see them through the thick trees. Instead, you hear that familiar rumble, and you feel that magical chill in the air. It's as if your body instinctively knows that something marvelous is to be found just on the other side of these pines. You walk hand in hand, stealing enthusiastic glances at one another every few feet. The thought circles through your brain like a lazy river. How miraculous it is to be able to experience this with them. You stroll over a small hill and are met with the giant that is Yosemite Falls. You cannot see the top of the falls without looking skyward, but you can feel the immense power radiating from every inch of it, from every drop of water. The waterfall is white and silver. There is a haze around it, a gossamer of mist that shimmers and shifts in the air. You cannot see exactly where the waterfall ends. It seems as though it extends flawlessly into the river below, tumbling over rocks and swirling in dark blue pools. The granite around the falls is peppered with colors beyond comprehension. There are vibrant green patches of moss and grass that are slick with the ever-present mist. There are dark patches of lichen and rocks that are slate gray from the constant splash of alpine water. You marvel at the falls together for a long moment before you press forward, eager to experience what the waterfall brings to the landscape. You crawl over rocks at the waterfall's base, giggling like school kids on an adventure. Truly, for the first time in a long time, you feel that sense of wonder again, that excitement and desire to embrace the world in all of its beauty and magic. You climb closer and closer to the water, supporting each other. Then, you find yourselves in the haze of the waterfall. The ice-cold mist rains over your bodies, even though the actual waterfall is dozens of feet away. The mist reaches out onto the rocks, washing over you. You feel invigorated. The water is cold, but you have no desire to escape it. It makes you feel connected. It makes you feel strong. You look at your partner. Their hair sticks to their face and their clothes are damp, but their skin glistens with the mountain water, and they glow with the kind of happiness you have longed to see. Like magic, they pull you into their arms. The warmth of their skin against the cold water grounds you even more in this brilliant moment. You kiss them under the spray of the waterfall, your heart beating with pure joy. As you pull apart, you find yourself laughing. Here you stand, soaked to the bone, clothes stuck against your body, teeth chattering. But it is perfect. It is the most perfect thing you have ever experienced. The water coursing over your body has gone on a marvelous journey to be precisely where it is in this moment. It began in the alpine peaks of the Sierra Nevada in Yosemite Creek, where it curved around the base of rocky mountaintops and meandered through wildflower-speckled meadows. It traveled dozens of miles, providing homes for fish, pooling in icy ponds, and tumbling over smooth rocks until it reached the cliff directly above your head, where it then cascaded off, falling gracefully down, 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 dusting the rocks and lichen with its cool mist. You pull away from your partner. The water runs down over their glossy face, grouping in perfect translucent drops on their eyelashes, eyebrows, and in their hair. You run your hand through your hair as you look at them. Here, in this beautiful place, you can't help but feel an overwhelming sense of gratitude and love warm your entire body. Even in the water, You feel cozy, as if you could stay in this precise moment in time forever. Just behind your partner's head, the mist of the waterfall draws your attention. Every single droplet of water is illuminated in the rays of the sun. They sparkle in the air, like a million diamonds dangling and twirling on a thin thread. Then you see it, a rainbow, appearing ever so slowly in the haze. It feels as though you've been transported somewhere magical, somewhere incredible. Your partner turns to see the sight that's lighting up your eyes. Your partner wraps their arm around you. You stand together, united, without speaking. You listen to the consistent drone of the waterfall as it makes its descent. The constant rumble comforts you deeply. You watch the rainbow shimmer in the mist, shifting and changing with every gust of wind, every droplet of water. It's like watching live art directly in front of you. Your partner slides their hand in yours. There is more to be seen today, but you know that moment under the waterfall will stay with you always. You find yourselves back on the bikes, gliding along the tree-lined, perfectly smooth paths of the national park. Mighty oak trees hang over your head, singing in the breeze. Birds flit from branch to branch, trying to find a comfortable home for themselves. As the day has progressed, you've been able to watch the hours pass as light and shadows on the cliffs around you. The cliffs are a bright beige, a dark slate, or a steel gray, depending on where the sun finds them. You turn, winding down a path along the edge of the Merced River. You can hardly take your eyes off the crystal clear water. You can see every speckled rock, every fallen branch, every underwater plant dancing in the current. Fish dance around one another, seemingly without a care in the world. If you look closely, you can even see Yosemite Falls reflected in the glassy river. Everything is like a painting, and you can't pull yourself away from its beauty. The Merced was vital to the Awanichi, the native people of this beautiful valley. They lived between the granite mountains here for hundreds of years. By the edge of this very same river, they ground black acorns to dust to make warm, delicious flatbread over their fires. In the meadows around you, the Awanichi implemented controlled burns to ensure the black oak trees' survival and to maintain their crop fields. It was here that they played, worked, ate, and raised their families in peace for many years. You and your partner ride around like this for hours, side by side. You laugh and bask in the sunlight together, relieved to have time to just be present. You feel both entirely free and entirely connected to them. Before you know it, the sun has begun its descent over the mountains. Like paint touching water, pinks and oranges and purples spread across the sky in brilliant swaths. The light around you feels softer now, calmer somehow. As you pedal back to your campsite, your partner waves for you to stop. You come to a stop at the edge of a meadow, and you realize you aren't alone. The meadow is dotted with dozens and dozens of mule deer. They munch on the cool grass in pure tranquility. Their fluffy brownish red fur is illuminated by the setting sun. Much like their namesake, their large, rounded ears twitch with the noises of the forest. You smile as you watch the deer go about their routine. They are perfectly safe here, eternally protected within these granite walls, along the edge of this sparkling river. Here, they are home. You catch your partner smiling at you. Affection shines in their eyes as they gaze at you in this beautiful scene. Now, it is time for you two to go to your home, at least for the night. You follow the path to your campsite, where you find yourselves in sweet, relaxing isolation. There are no tents near you, nothing to distract you from each other and the landscape. You both kneel by the edge of your tent, ready to make a delicious dinner. Your partner lights a small, rock-lined campfire. At first, it is just an ember, trying to make it as the night slowly increases. And then, it is much more than that. You watch in slow motion as the ember grows, wrapping around chips of wood, dancing around logs, licking the edge of the rocks, keeping it in. As night truly falls, the fire shines brightly against the black backdrop of Yosemite Valley in the dark. Your partner smiles and places a cast iron skillet over the fire, promising to surprise you with a perfect meal. On the side, they get to work putting cocoa and milk into a kettle. You revel in the sizzle of the cooking over the fire. The rustic nature and the fragrance of the campfire soothes something deep within you. This feels right, somehow, as if you're connecting with something you've long forgotten. In the glow of the campfire, you watch your partner stir the food in the skillet. There's pride and admiration in their eyes, their love of caring for you on full display. When the meal is done, they sit beside you, offering you a plate. Together, you eat your meals and watch as the fire dances at your feet. Often, you find yourselves in a grateful silence, breathing in the fresh nighttime air, listening calmly to the crackles and pops of the gently shifting fire. Your partner wraps their arm around you, pulling you close. You pull the blanket up to your chin and curl against them, laying your head on their chest. In one ear, you can hear their steady heartbeat. In the other, you hear the brilliant soundscape of nighttime in Yosemite coming to life. You sip your freshly made hot cocoa as you both gaze up at the stars above your head. Every star seems to be on full display here, free to shine brightly with no light pollution and no clouds. You feel as though you could reach out and touch them. It's hard to make out the massive mountains all around you, but there is one clue that they are there. A few soft, warm lights hanging on the edge of blackness. These are campers and climbers ascending El Capitan, one of the most popular climbing routes in the park. They sleep hundreds of feet above the ground, the glow of their tents reminding us that they are there. For now, you feel perfectly comfortable with your tent here on the ground. You feel your eyes growing heavy as a sense of peace washes over you. your partner urges you to head into the tent and get comfortable while they tend to the fire. You unzip the tent and crawl into the cozy nest you've made. The rain fly on the top of the tent has been removed, giving you unbelievable views of the night sky from the comfort of your own tent. You curl yourself up in the blankets. Just outside, you hear a sizzle as the fire is put to rest. Moments later, your partner crawls in through the door. They wrap their arms around you. You nestle into bed together, savoring the warmth of the blankets and one another against the cool spring air. You hear the noises of the forest outside your tent. Owls hoot as they fly from tree to tree, gliding over meadows and past waterfalls. Crickets chirp in the thick underbrush. Far off in the distance, you can even hear the call of dozens of coyotes as they explore this beautiful landscape in the moonlight. With all the sounds around you, you find yourself feeling more and more dreamy. Your body is sinking into the mattress, your eyes peacefully fluttering closed. In all of this, you have the comforting sensation of your partner's gentle touch, reminding you that in this world, you will never be alone. I hope this story has given you some peace and helped you find your way to a relaxing, refreshing night of sleep. Please join me again tomorrow night for another sleep story. Until then, sweet dreams.